happening just as we kind of weren't expecting. That's a brand new, just recorded 2 hours ago now, version of Unplugged Piano. And Damien is going to tell you now where you can go, the website if you want to help the situation, actionburma.com.
Actionburma.com, yeah.
And what are they going to do when they get there? What can they?
They can get a little update of a short history on the situation. They can also have a look at the video that we shot for the song. I'm not sure of the two videos there, but there's definitely one, so they can actually get a look at Aung San Suu Kyi and this footage from Burma and stuff like that. But the main thing is they can stick their name in and send off an email. You just stick your name in and it sends off this email to the a whole load of people, a lot of the military leaders in Burma and other people, you know. It's just kind of saying that you're joining with, you know, with other people, kind of, you know, for Aung San Suu Kyi, because she's done absolutely nothing wrong at all.
Yeah.
She's never committed any sort of crime.
What, 15 years?
Yeah, that's right. She's been in and out, but she's had about 10 years in total, you know, yeah. But it's 15 years ago that it started, yeah.
Dreadful. Actionburma.com is the address for that, and the single is actually out at the moment, so you should be able to get it in your shops. Now, then, two of the things I wanted to ask you about the last year that you've had.
Mm.
I remember once you were saying to us, you were in the show, you were hoping to try and reserve one country in Europe where you wouldn't release your records.
Mm.
And thereafter, you wouldn't be famous in that country, and you'd be able to go there on holidays and hang around, and nobody could ever go near you. Mm. Did you ever actually do that?
Yes. Well, Spain.
Basically. Did you really do it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's really difficult in a way. I mean, we've toured Europe a few times now, but we've never gone to Spain. But yeah. It's difficult to stop records going into a country.
They're all watching the same TV shows.
Yeah, you can't stop a record going. You can't stop a shop getting a record in. Yeah. You know, you can't ban a shop from importing or taking. So you know, I can't do that. But yeah, we don't tour Spain. I mean, the guys when we're in Europe, they're going, "Come on, let's go to Spain," you know, because it's a beautiful place to go.
Spain.
You know, but it's yeah.
But you yourself haven't gone to find out whether you know you can walk the streets or whether you're actually low key there.
Oh, I can. I go to Barcelona quite a bit, you know, and I love it.
And it seems to work.
It's great. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I can, you know, I can still walk around Paris. I can still, you know, there's still a lot of other places. But I did that just it's one of those things that when you don't do something like that, you end up paying for it, and when you do it, then people think, well, you're such a knob, you know. But I just kind of thought, you know, I just want to have somewhere. It's not so much even being recognized, it's just I wanted to have somewhere there where I didn't, where I could go that only reminded me of being off, you know, and not kind of walking by a venue and going, oh, I played in there, and yeah, the bus was here, and we did that, you know. I wanted to have somewhere where it's got nothing to do with the work that I do. So it's more kind of to do with that, you know. So I don't really get recognized anyway. People, I can walk around, you know, I was walking around at the gig last night, yeah. Two nights ago in London, you know. And I even had a chat with this guy about the opening act Kate Earle was on, and he started talking to me about her, you know what I mean, and what he thought of her, and he had no idea. So I mean, so it's fine. I don't look like myself, I think.
They don't connect you with the same person.
Or something, whatever. I think they expect somebody taller or something. You know?
And what do you make of the year that you've had? I mean, so many things have happened to you. You know, TV appearances, the film, all manners of things. Have you enjoyed it yourself?
I have. I mean, I've enjoyed a lot of it. I definitely hit a wall in December. I hit a big wall in December. We started, you know, we went down to a house in the country down in Wicklow, and we started recording. So, you know, just we found this, you know, really nice big old farmhouse just to set up the gear. And we did a week there, and I was like, good. And then we popped over to LA. We had to do some stuff over there, and then we came back. And we went into the second week of recording, and I get there, and the first day I didn't do anything that night. The lads were all jamming together. Woke up the next morning, and I just had to say to the guys, I just don't want to be here, you know. And they were kind of like,
well, I was to give them a heart attack.
Well, they were just kind of a bit, you know, everybody had made an effort to block off that time, and everybody had made a sort of an effort to set up the gear and bring it all. We brought in a lot of stuff. We brought everything we had down in case we needed, you know, so we brought every single guitar and every single piece of equipment that we sort of owned down, you know. And so it was a big pack up, so people were just like, oh, God, okay, so we're here a day and let's just go home. So it was a bit frustrating, I think, for the guys, but I was just at this place where there's just no point in me doing anything, because nothing good, I don't think, would have come of it, you know, because if I don't feel like doing it, then it just doesn't come out, you know. So and that's when I decided as well I needed to take a couple of months off. So I took January, February, March off. I'm still off, actually, which is great.
I read a bit, some things you were saying. You were having to think about where you were in your life, and you were thinking, you know, everything's gone fantastically well. I have more money than I could have expected. And I'm still living with my parents. And I'm 31. So you kind of set a plan. You bought a bike in January, car in February, and a house in March.
I'm rubbish at keeping the plans, but I was, the only New Year's resolution was, and I never buy things either, you know what I mean? And I got really uncomfortable having money in my bank account, because it's really strange. You go out with your friends, and a lot of my friends are either students or artist type people, you know what I mean? And they don't have money. And very few of my friends have money at all. I don't know if I can think of any of my friends that have like a normal kind of job. Most of my friends have, you know, are photographers or musicians or whatever. And so it's really odd being out in the bar, you know, or if you go for dinner, you just, and I know that I've got just got this silly amount of money sitting in my bank, so you just feel immediately obliged to want to buy dinner for everybody or to do this or do that, you know, and I hated just feeling out of balance. So I kind of made a decision to myself that I was going to put it into a house, even if it wasn't my home. I was just going to put it away somewhere so that I couldn't see it, that, and it was no longer cash sitting in my bank, you know. So I decided, I was going to, I got a bicycle because I wanted to be a bit more independent. So I got a bicycle, and then I got a car. I spoiled myself with that. And a house, it all kind of madly worked out. Funny.
And at the end of that, then the money was gone. So you
gone. I've now got a big mortgage.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
there's a result.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah, but it's great. I mean, that's all I was ever used to, and I'm really comfortable. I'm so comfortable having no money at all. I really am. I'm so comfortable with it. I'm more comfortable with it in a way. It's nice that if I need to get a microphone for something, that I'm able to do that. But. Yeah. I mean, I was able to do it before. I mean, granted, David Arnold was the one who gave me the money before. But I think, you know, there's always a way to find a way around things. You know, it's all relative. Like now, for example, before when I used to go to Barcelona, I just stay with my friend's house. Now, because I have money, I feel obliged to stay in a hotel.
So it's not as good.
And it's not as good. Yeah. It's not, you know. Whereas when you don't have money in your debt, you don't mind bumming in on your friends, you know, and they don't mind having you because they know that you can't do anything else. But then when you have the options to do other things, it's just a little less exciting, you know. It's interesting. It's really interesting. So,
and just in general terms, the year as it went on, was it a kind of succession of little kind of victories and increasing crowds and more recognition, or was there one moment that stood out when you thought, wow, this is just, it's becoming like dreamlike?
Last year? For me, it's always been sort of slowly progressive. I suppose that for other people, they would have maybe seen certain jumps, you know, but when you're actually doing, it's like if you start growing your hair long, you know, you see the progress every day, you know, and then you see somebody 6 months later and go, wow, your hair's really long, you know. Whereas I don't really see the changes that much. I see the little bits here and there, but no major jumps, you know. So there's nothing, I suppose, that I could point out. I mean, it was really exciting working on the Closer movie, you know, but that was just because, you know, I love movies and I'd never, you know, been on a set before, and I'd never actually even known, you know, what the how it works, you know, how, and I was really curious about it. So it was great to do that. and, you know, it was great to play the shows that we've played as well, and it was great to have a break just recently. So
you'd be greatly enjoying that.
Yeah.
I have to take a quick break, and then I'm going to be asking you how the album is going at the moment, which everyone wants to know.